also
makes up.
It's 8:30. We're going to call to order the Board of Equalization. Open Meeting Act is posted on the southeast corner of the wall. Attendance by observation. Juergens, Dorn, Bauman, Adams, Lytle, Byers, and Setzer. Approve or disapprove the agenda as presented.
So moved.
Moved by Byers.
Second.
Seconded by Dorn. Discussion. Vote.
I don't think I was here. Was I?
Hold it.
I don't think I was here.
Oh, one more.
I wasn't here.
Okay.
Yeah, you were.
Matt?
Yeah, you were here.
Gary wasn't for last one.
For equalization.
For equalization, you weren't at the last.
Yeah, I was.
No, you showed up late.
No, I was here the whole time.
Was I here?
Okay.
Okay. Well, we're going to go with 7-0 anyway. Okay, 7-0.
You were here.
Approve or disapprove minutes of previous meeting?
He was gone.
He wasn't?
Okay, he wasn't.
So moved.
Moved by Byers.
Second.
Seconded by Setzer. Discussion. Vote. You were here, Matt. 7-0. Need a motion to open a public comments from the public and request for future agenda items. Need a motion to open a public hearing to approve or disapprove tax exemptions on vehicles owned by qualifying nonprofit organizations. St. Mary's Church and Beatrice Cemetery Association.
So moved.
Moved by Bauman.
Second.
Seconded by Lytle. Discussion. Vote. 7-0 to approve. And this is through...
7-0 to open.
7-0 to open. This is through the Treasurer's Office. Is there anyone here in favor or against? No one here, so need a motion to close the public hearing.
So moved.
Moved by Bauman.
Second.
Seconded by Setzer. Discussion. Vote. 7-0 to approve. Need a motion to approve or disapprove St. Mary's Church. It's a trailer, a 1980 trailer. And... for the Beatrice Cemeteries Association, a 1980 trailer and a 1992 Ford.
I'll make a motion to approve both of those tax exemptions.
Moved by Bauman.
Second.
Seconded by Lytle. Discussion. Vote. 7-0 to approve. Patty, you're up.
Basically, nothing much new right now. My liaison's coming today, so if anybody wants to meet Russ, probably you new board members haven't. I have a liaison from the state that comes down and helps me with my property values and sees where we're at. So he's coming this afternoon. So
I see it's getting a tremendous amount of attention and press-wise all over the state relative to the improved value on ag land, how much it's going to have an effect, and the same with residentials and leveling up or going down. So everyone in the state is experiencing the same thing we are.
So the ag land is, we're going to test that today. We have what they call an assessed value update where we put things in the computer and do test patterns before the actual, the abstract is due. And I can tell you ag land is pretty much the one that's going to be hit the hardest. Area 1's probably, we're looking 15% at least. Area 2, which is the three little townships, 20 or better. So residential, we're redoing all of Wymore by driving through, and the sales are pretty scattered there. And we are also doing some subdivisions in the north. And then most everything else is pretty much in range as far as the ranges that we have to be in. So if you're still here and Russ comes, I might bring him down and introduce you to him. He's a really good liaison from the state. So the counties in the state try to work together to get past Turk and get past the ranges that we're supposed to be in. So that's a good thing that they put out there in the counties. That's pretty much it. We're taking personal property schedules, homesteads, from now till June. So if anybody has any questions for me.
Okay. Anything else for the good of order for Board of Equalization? Board of Equalization adjourned at 8:35.